Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you farmyard enthusiasts out there, welcome to the most utterly fantastic adventure in the whole wide barnyard. It's time to put on your imaginary overalls, grab your make-believe pitchfork, and join us for a rollicking good time on Farm Tales, Stories for Kids. So gather round, little farmers, and make yourself comfy. It's storytelling time on Farm Tales, Stories for Kids. Get ready to snuggle up, giggle, and let your imagination run as wild as a herd of playful goats. Today's episode is called The Great Tractor Rescue. On the peaceful Oak Haven farm, beneath the bright sun and the shade of an old oak tree, lived Murphy, the brave dachshund, Dottie, the kind cow, Ollie, the chatty rooster, and Penny, the lively pig. They were a close-knit family, always ready to help one another. One sunny morning, a loud, crashing sound broke the farm's quietness. Farmer Sam, who was driving the tractor, lost control, and it tumbled into a nearby pond. Panic spread across the farm as everyone realized Farmer Sam was trapped underwater along with the tractor. Penny squealed, "Oh no, Farmer Sam is in trouble! We have to help!" Murphy barked for help, and soon a farmhand arrived with a horse carriage. Together, they used ropes and their collective strength to slowly pull the tractor and Farmer Sam out of the pond. Dottie, with her massive strength, pushed from one side, and the horses on the other side pulled with all their might. The tractor and Farmer Sam slowly emerged from the water. Penny was encouraging everyone, "Keep going, we can do it!" As they pulled the tractor out, a loud meow echoed from the barn. Whiskers, the mischievous cat, slinked out with a guilty expression. Ollie crowed, "Whiskers, did you have something to do with this?" Whiskers flicked his tail nervously. "Well, maybe I played a small part. Unintentionally, of course." Farmer Sam inspected the tractor and found that Whiskers had nibbled on some wires, affecting the brakes. It was why Farmer Sam couldn't use the brakes, and the tractor ended up in the pond. Whiskers continued, "You see, there were all these colorful wires, and they looked so inviting. I didn't mean for any harm. I just couldn't resist having a little nibble." Dottie, with her kind eyes, looked at Whiskers and said, "Oh, Whiskers, we know you didn't mean any harm, but you have to be more careful. We're a family, and we need everyone to look out for each other." Penny oinked, "That's right, Whiskers. Next time, let's all work together to keep the farm safe." Farmer Sam, with a smile, patted Whiskers gently and said, "Well, Whiskers, you're a cheeky cat, but you're also part of our farm family. Let's all learn from this and keep each other safe, all right?" The farm animals knew that everyone, no matter how mischievous, played a special part in their family on the farm. As the sun began to set, they gathered around the oak tree, their bonds stronger than ever.